Welcome. If you remember, we saw last time a statement in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai that a person can read Kriya Shema twice in the same night, and he'll be yotze Kriya Shema b'laylo and b'yom. Now that sounds inherently contradictory, because if it's the same night, how can you possibly be yotze the Kriya Shema of day? If it's day, then it's not called the same night. And if it's night, you can't be Yetzer Kriya Shema of the day. So the Gemara explained, essentially, it's the night. And with regard to other mitzvahs in the Torah, we would consider it night. However, Kriya Shema in the morning doesn't so much depend on night and day. Rather, it depends on Bekumecho, Uvkumecho, when you get up. And because after Amud HaShachar, that's a time when people are beginning to get up, so we can consider that the Zman of Kriya Shema Bayoyim. Again, there is no mitzvah to say Kriya Shema Bayoyim Dafka. The mitzvah is to say Kriya Shema at a time when people wake up. So if you look on the first very wide line, right at the bottom, there's five wide lines at the bottom. At the end of that, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Acha bar Chanina, Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halocha k'Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So Rav Acha bar Chanina is telling us that the Halocha indeed follows Rav Shimon ben Yochai. This statement that we said before in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, i.e. that you can read Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar and you would be yotze your Kriya Shema Shel Yoim, the Gemara says that in fact is the halacha. However, says the Gemara, and this is where we're up to, Ika Demasni, there are those who learn Lahod Rav Acha bar Chanina Ahod Tani Rav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer Mishum Rav Akiva. Some learn that the statement that we said before, in the name of Rav Acha bar Chanina, who claimed that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, some say it's true he did say that, but actually he was referring to something else. He was referring to a different statement in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Which particular statement? The following statement, not statement number one that we said before, about reading Kriya Shema twice in the same night, but some claim that that statement was said with regard to a different psak of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and this is as follows. This is Rav Shimon ben Yochai in the name of Rav Akiva. Remember, Rav Akiva, one of his five great Talmidim, was Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai over here is quoting his Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Pa'omim she'odom Koire Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'omim Bayoim. Not as in the first statement that sometimes you can read Kriya Shema twice in the same night, but this second statement, also in the name of Rav Shimon Yochai, was that sometimes you can read Kriya Shema twice on the same day. Achas Koidem Hanetz Hachamo. Va'achas la'achar ha'netzachamo, v'yoytzei bohen yedei chayvosoi achas shel yoim va'achas shel laylo. So even though you've said Kriya Shema twice on the same day, but with that you will be yoytzei your Kriya Shema of laylo and yoim. And once again, the Gemara asks the same question that we asked before. Says the Gemara, ho gufa kashya. Oh, gufa kasha, that is inherently difficult. Something doesn't make sense. Why? Because Omrit, you said that pa'omim sha'odom koire kriya shema shtei pa'omim bayoim, underline the word yoim. You're calling this yoim. Alma, so what do I see? That koidem hanetz hachamo, Yomama hu kama. If you're referring to prior to Netzach Hamo as Yoim, so then apparently the Yoim begins, the day begins even before Netzach Hamo. The problem is Vahodar Toni, and then you went and said, Yoitse Bohen Yidei Chayvosoi, Achas Shel Yoim, Vachas Shel Lailo. Alma Lailahu. So you see that before Netzach Hamo is actually not day, is night. So we need to make a decision. It's a stira. What's going on? Again, let's presume for the argument's sake that Netzach Hamo would be 5 o'clock in the morning. And let's say Amud HaShachar is 4:30 in the morning. So if you're in the middle there at 4:45, is that Laila or is that Yom? Now, if you tell me that a person can read Kriya Shema twice on the same day, once before Nates and once after, meaning at 4:45 and at 5:15, so then clearly, if you call that day, then apparently 4:45 is indeed day. So how can you then say in the same statement, and if he does so, and he reads Kriya Shema at 4:45 and at 5:15, which is both at daytime, then he'll be Yotze the Kriya Shema of Yoim and also of Laila. What do you mean, and also of Laila? 4:45 was actually Laila? So why are you calling it reading Kriya Shema twice on the same day? That's the Gemara's question. So it's the identical question that we asked first time round on the first price, just the other way around. Because in the first statement of Rav Shimon Yechai, he said Kriya Shema was being recited twice at night. And now he's saying Kriya Shema is being recited twice at day. But if it's really day, how can you say the Kriya Shema of Laila? Says the Gemara on the top line, Loi. Yep, first word on the top line, Loi. La'olam yemamahu. Essentially, it is daytime. Once you get to Amud HaShachar, following Amud HaShachar, even though it's prior to Netzach Hamo, that is considered daytime. And if it's considered daytime, so why are you able to be Yotze Yochi of Kriya Shema of Laila? How can that be? Says the Gemara, V'hai dekoru leilio. And that which we refer to it as night, because we said you could be Yotze the Kriya Shema of Laila. The answer is, Deike inshi deganu ba'ishaito. Because there are some people who are sleeping at that time, and therefore, even though la halacha, of course, is considered yoim, nonetheless, you could be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema b'layla, because it's not dependent on layla. It's dependent on b'shoch b'cho. And because at that time of day, albeit that la halacha, it's considered yoim, but the metzias is that some people are going to sleep or are sleeping at that time. Look at the top two Rashis. Vahai dekoru leilio, that which you called it night. Where did we call it night? Dekoamar, because you said that yoytze boi kriya shema shel laila. You said you could be yoytze the kriya shema of laila. The answer is mishum de ikka deganu vekori no bay, and we can call this quote unquote uber shachbucho. So we're learning over here, both in statement number one and number two. Let's just read one more line. Omar Rav Acha bar Rav Chanina, Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rav Shimon she'omar mishum Rav Akiva. So according to this second statement, Rav Acha was paskening like the second statement of Rav Shimon ben Yechai. Either way, we're learning over here from the Gemara a very, very important chiddush, that when we talk about Kriya Shema of Yoim and Kriya Shema of Laila, or actually, there's normally a different terminology, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. it turns out that Arvis and Shachris are actually not quite technically true. It's not actually dependent on morning or evening or day or night. That's not what it depends on. It depends on when is the Shachpucha and when is the Kumecha. That's what it's dependent on. And that's how we get to this conundrum. You can have a situation where a person can read Kriya Shema twice in the same night because technically it is night, or twice in the same day because technically it is day. And you could still be Yotzei both Chiyuvim of Kriya Shema because we don't really mind that they're both day. The main thing is that one of them was at a time of going to bed and one of them was a time of getting up. However, says the Gemara in conclusion, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Ubilvad Shelo Yoimar Hashkivenu. If you're saying Kriya Shema of the Laila that late, look at Rashi on the second line. Hakoire Kriya Shema Shalaila. If somebody is reciting the Kriya Shema of night, Shachris, but he's doing so in the morning, how can you do that in the morning? And the answer is, Samuch lo'omud ha-shachar, lo'y yoimar hashkivenu. He should not say hashkivenu.
In other words, we're talking about him doing a full Maariv there.
Right. He's doing a full Maariv, even though it's basically Amud HaShachar, it's almost day. You can indeed recite Kriya Shema. You haven't missed your chance. However, Hashkivenu, which is the last bracha that we say before Shemoneh Esrei in Maariv, that you can't say. Why? She'ein oid zman tchilas shchiva. Underline the word tchilas. Elo zman soif. Underline the word soif shchiva. And this is a very, very important halacha. Meaning, everybody agrees that people don't go to bed around about Amud HaShachar. That's not a time when people go to bed. Rather, it may well be a time that people are in bed, but nobody goes to bed at the time of Amud HaShachar. Now, if that's the case, how are we allowing Kriya Shema Shalaila at that time? The answer is because we're understanding that when it says in the Torah, Ubashoch Bucho, according to this particular opinion, which is what we paskin like, Bashoch Bucho does not mean when people go to bed, but rather when people are in bed. Fine. So that's why Amud HaShachar, you can still say Kriya Shema Shalaila. That's only true with regard to Kriya Shema. But with regard to the tefillah of Hashkivenu, there it's not up for debate. What does the word Hashkivenu mean? Let's translate the word Hashkivenu. It means Hashkivenu, again, from the word Shchiva, lie us down. That, therefore, is clearly referring to what? The time when people lie down. Not when people happen to already be in bed. So therefore, that's definitely referring to the beginning of Zman Shechiva. That, therefore, can only be said at night. But if already you're towards the end of the day, well, I'm sorry, then you've missed it. The end of the night, excuse me. Then you've missed Hashkivenu. Albeit you can say Kriya Shema, because with regard to Kriya Shema, we're saying the main thing is it's at a time when people still are in bed. But however, with regard to Hashkivenu, that's not dependent on being in bed. Rather, that's dependent on people going to bed. Hashkivenu means please lie us down. So therefore, you cannot say Hashkivenu. I'd like to
But say, isn't the whole Kriya Shema at that point under Ubashach Bacha, which is also to lie down? So if you can't say Hashkivenu,
The Shach Bacha can be translated as when you are lying down. But Hashkivenu is a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please lie us down. That's when you're referring to the beginning.
Yeah, but Rashi is using Uvkumecha as a time when you get up. So it's Mashma B'Shach Bacha is the time you're going down.
No, but then how can you read Kirishma at 4:45 in the morning then? Nobody goes down at 4:45 in the morning.
Right.
So therefore, we're clearly translating B'Shach Bacha not as when you go down, but rather when you are down. Okay. Whereas Hashkivenu does not mean that. Hashkivenu means please lie us down. You only go to lie down at the beginning of the night. Now we're going to see Mitzvah Shem the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura in a second. But before we do, because this is very Negel Halacha, by the way, Rabbi Yisai. Right? Imagine you're on a flight and you get delayed, and then before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Or imagine you're sick in bed and you cannot daven Maariv and you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. Can you daven Maariv? Can you say Kriya Shema? Is it too late? Is it not too late? I almost had this Shaila 2 nights ago. But luckily, I found a minion for Maariv at 20 to 12 at night. If not, if you'd wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, can you daven? Can you say Shema Esra? Can you say Kriya Shema? Can you say Hashkivenu? So Mitzvah Hashem will see these halachas. But before we do, let's just continue one or two lines of the Gemara. So what do we have so far? We have this statement in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that you can say Kriya Shema all the way till the end of the night. And Rabbi Acha is telling you that yes, this is the way we paskin lahalocha. Says the Gemara, you need to know Ki Osar of Yitzchok Bar Yosef. When Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef came, he explained to us something very important. Omar, Ho, the Rav Acha Bar Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. That which Rav Acha said in the name of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, you should know that Lav Beferush Itmar. He didn't actually say so explicitly. He never actually said those words, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Those were not the words that came out of his mouth. Well, if he never said those words, so why are we quoting in his name the halacha like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? What's going on? Says the Gemara, you're right, even though he never said it explicitly, Lav Beferush Itmar. However, Elo Michlola Itmar. It can be deduced from his word that that's what he holds, but even though he never said it clearly. Where can it be deduced from his words? Because there was a story. Dehahu Zuga the Rabbonim. There was this pair of Rabbonim, of Talmidim. De Ishtakur, who became Shikha. Behilula at the Chasna, the braid Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi's son got married. There were two Talmidim there who apparently overdrank. And if you look at Rashi on the fourth line, what happened to them as a result? The Ishtakur, the Yoshnu, and they went to sleep. By the time they woke up, it was after Amud HaShachar. Back into the Gemara. Osu lekamei de Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So they came to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He is the Baal Simcha of the day. His son was getting married. Omar, and he said the famous line, Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismoich olov b'shas hadchak. Reb Shimon ben Yochai can definitely be relied upon b'shas hadchak. Rashi immediately points out, avol shebeloi b'shas hadchak loi. But if it's not b'shas hadchag, this is definitely not something that you should be doing. So al kolponim b'shas hadchag, I can allow you to read Kriya Shema shel Arvis, your night Kriya Shema, even after Amud HaShachar. Now, have a look. If you have a Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis, and also Chelek Aleph.
Which sif, which siman should we be looking at here?
First.
So let's first have a look in Shulchan Aruch Chelek Aleph. First look in Chelek Aleph. And then maybe we'll go to Chelek Beis either today or tomorrow. We're in Siman Nun Ches, 58.
Nun Ches.
These are very, very important halachas. If you have a look at Siman Nun Ches, so let's quickly read Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and then we're going to get to Sif Gimel. So in Sif Aleph is actually based on a Gemara which we have not yet learned, but it's coming up in Mitzvashem. And this is really the fundamental question, and this, of course, gets involved in the whole concept of nets, people who daven nets. Is it a good thing? Is it lechatchila to daven nets? I've been told that Rav Kornfeld in recent years davens nets on Shabbos morning. Is that right?
Yes, he is. He's davening. He davens shachris nets, and then he joins us for Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf.
And what about during the week?
During the week, he davens by us at 6:25. Mm-hmm. So he only davening Nates Shabbos morning to be part of the Nates Minyan, but he only goes up through Shachris and then he stops and he learns in his office until we get to Kriyas HaTorah in the main Minyan, then he joins us.
Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. When is the correct time of Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris? Means when can you begin? So the Shulchan Aruch gives you a whole criteria. It's got to be a certain amount of light where you're able to discern a friend, etc., etc., etc. If you look later on, he says, "U'mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the best is likreisa kevosikin," which is when, as he carries on, he explains it's a little bit before Neitz HaChama, in order that you should finish Kriya Shema and be able to daven with Neitz HaChama. This is called vosikin. And if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, "Umi sheyuchal lechaven lasos kein schoroi meruba." He has very special schar. That's the end of Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch is definitely recommending very highly that if you're able to say Kriya Shema sometime just before Nates, such that you'll be able to daven your Shmona Esra at Nates, that is a wonderful thing. Now look at Sif Beis. Im loy kora oiso koidem aneitz hachama. And if you do not read Kriya Shema before Neitz HaChama, as just described, so then yesh loy lahakdim likreiso b'mehera kol ma sheyuchal. So then you should at least try and be makdim and read Kriya Shema as early as you can. In other words, if you've missed Nates, we don't then say, well, once you've missed it, you missed it, so it makes no difference when you say Kriya Shema. No, the earlier the better. Why the earlier the better? Says, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud. The Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvahs. Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvahs. We know that if you could do a mitzvah earlier on, rather than later on, that's always a commendable thing. Therefore, even though you've missed Nates, you should still try and daven Kriya Shema as early as you can. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. Umikol makom ein tzorich lahaspalel avur zeh biyichidim. But this requirement of zrizim makdimim mitzvahs does not mean you should daven by yourself without a minyan. I.e., you cannot get up for Nates. Let's say Nates is at 5:30 in the morning. It's just too early for you. Okay. So you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But the next minion available is only at 7 o'clock. There's no minion at six. So what should I do? If you're telling me I should read Kriya Shema as early as I can, why? Because Rizim Akdimim Mitzvahs, does that mean even at the expense of davening with a minion, says the Mishnah Berurah, absolutely not. Saying Kriya Shema as early as you can does not mean that therefore you should daven by yourself. Alternatively, says the Mishnah, Oy likreis beloy tefillin. Neither does Rizim Akdimim Mitzvahs mean that you should recite Kriya Shema without tefillin. So, if for whatever reason you do not have tefillin available at 6:30 in the morning, you're only going to have tefillin available at 8 o'clock in the morning. Baseda, so it's better to daven at 8 o'clock. You have to say Kriya Shema with tefillin on. You are not supposed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah is clearly pointing out that as special and a lechatchila as it is to say Kriya Shema early because of Zrizim Akdim and the mitzvahs, but more important is to make sure you daven with a minyan, and more important is that you make sure you daven Kriya Shema. You have tefillin on when you say Kriya Shema. Okay.
Is that implying really that if it's at all possible, one should follow the Shita of the Magen Avraham as opposed to waiting until Shita Sagra?
Controversial question. Yes. The Maisa, the Minig Olam is like the Gra, but if somebody can be Makpid on Zman Magen Avraham, wonderful. Avraham is referring to a very famous Machloikas between the Vilna Goyim and the Magen Avraham. If you look at your Luach, or you look at a lot of Zmanim calendars, etc., they always write Seif Zman Kriya Shema of the Gra, Seif Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham. This is referring to two different ways of calculating the beginning of the day and the end of the day. And basically, the bottom line is, it turns out that if you go with the Vilna Goyen, then the Zman is a little bit later. So, for example, at the moment, I have on my little phone over here a calendar.
10 minutes, 12 minutes. Back.
I'm not sure if you can see this, but it says Zman. I don't think you can see it now. Okay. It says Zmanim. And it says over here, Soif Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham today in Bet Shemesh is at 8:17. But Soif Zman Kriya Shema of the Gra is at 9:10. Now, what time, for example, does the Gra Shul, by the way, the Gra Shul has nothing to do with Soif Zman Kriya Shema of the Gra, what time in your Shul in the Gra do they daven Shachris on Shabbos? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
If they daven at 8 o'clock, they mean they get to Sheikhin Ad at 8:30.
8:35
now?
Oh my God.
Yes, because we're taking 10 minutes so we can do all of Karbanos.
Wow.
Yeah, the Rav a few months ago decided we should say all of Karbanos. So from the beginning of Brachos until Rabbi Yishmael is now 10 minutes.
Wow, very good. Very excited. Okay, so now, if 8:35 is Sheikhin Ad, it means you're only going to be saying Kriya Shema at approximately
8:45, 8:50, right.
Now, Soif Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham is at 8:17.
Right.
So I'm afraid to tell you, but if you daven in the Gra, Rav Avraham, what time do you daven Shachris in Eish Kodesh? Also 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8:30.
So if you daven at 8:30,
it's very tight.
8:30 is very tight, I'm afraid to say. 8:30. What time do you do Sheikhanad? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Well, you're very, very tight. Because Soyuzman Kriya Shema today is at 9:10. On the last Shabbos, i.e. Shabbos that we just had, Soyuzman Kriya Shema was at 9:09. If you're davening at 8:30, you're very, very tight and you should be makpid to say before. Either way,
actually, they announce it before tefillah starts. They say, Zman Kriya Shema is X. Please do it now.
So either way, what I'm trying to point out is you see that the general accepted minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to go with the Zman of the Gra, of the Magen Avraham, but rather with the Zman of the Gra. And therefore, you have more time on your hands. So again, today, Soyuzman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham is at 8:17. Soyuzman Kriya Shema of the Gra is at 9:10. Soyuzman Tfila, not Kriya Shema, Tfila of Magen Avraham is at 9:46. Of the Gra is at 10:22. So you see, it's not just 2 or 3 minutes either way. It's quite significant, the difference. The general minhag of the Olam is to go with the Vilna Gaon. Okay, either way, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin therefore with the Shulchan Aruch, Nun Ches, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet, and Sif Hei, and then we'll see some in Chelek Beis. This is very, very important. Mamish Halacha L'maisa. Meanwhile, I wish everybody a good day, and we should have a Surah Tevis Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen. 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 Amen.